KX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Opening statements have wrapped up in the New York hush money trial of Donald Trump.
Todd Blanche, his attorney, said to the jury, you know, he's not just the former president. He's not just the man that you've seen on TV with The Apprentice. And what Todd said was he's a man, he is a husband, and he is a father. And it was a really striking line that I think was going to be tried to use to counter some of these really salacious, these really raunchy details.
ABC's Olivia Rubin in New York. The Supreme Court is expected to hear arguments later this week whether Mr. Trump should get immunity from prosecution for anything that he did while president. Today, the justices weighed whether it's legal to arrest or to fine homeless people who sleep outside when there is available shelter space where they are. There's no word yet if the U.S. is going to sanction a certain IDF unit accused of committing human rights abuses in the West Bank. The Dow's up 321 points heading for the close. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris unveils the Biden administration's new standards for nursing home staffing at a stop in La Crosse. She points out a lot of caregivers are women of color.
There are people in our country right now that are suggesting that to focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion is a bad thing. Because they may not want conversations like this to occur.
The new rules mandate a minimum number of hours that staff members spend with residents. They also require a registered nurse to be available around the clock. Today is Earth Day. The theme for the day is planet versus plastic. Plastic production is projected to triple by 2050 if nothing changes. This week, negotiators representing most of the world's nations gather in Canada to work out a plastic pollution treaty. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Interest in Frank Lloyd Wright's Taliesin Estate is higher than ever since the April 10th episode of TV's Top Chef set near Spring Green. The executive director of Taliesin Preservation tells the State Journal it had 20,000 new users to its website. Carrie Rodemaker says people made 176 reservations for tours, adding up to $27,000 in new income. Taliesin Preservation is a nonprofit that teaches the public about Wright's life and ideas. The City of Monona Public Works Department starts opening up fire hydrants to flush out water mains today. Flushing out water mains helps remove built-up mineral deposits. While crews are flushing out water mains, people might notice their tap water is discolored. To get rid of that, you should run the cold water nearest to your water meter until it runs clear. It will take several weeks for crews to flush out all the hydrants. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers sweep the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Cardinals scoreless in the top of the seventh when Owen Miller, raised in Wisconsin, came to the plate. Jeff Levering with the call on Bally Sports.
Line drive base hit, Owen Miller. That'll score two. The local kid, Owen Miller, delivers for the Brewers.
The Brewers held on to win 2-0 to take three in a row in St. Louis. Miller says at first they threw nothing but curveballs.
Yeah, I mean, I was just trying to get something that I can handle, but when there was a position that we could score some runs, I'm glad I could come up big there and just get a piece of it and shoot it out to left.
The crew opens a four-game set tonight in Pittsburgh. NBA, Damian Lillard scoring 35 points in the first half to lead the Bucks to a decisive 109-94 win over the Pacers. Lillard on winning game one of the seven-game playoff series.
I think anytime you come out and you're able to get that first one off the board, I think you gain a little bit of confidence from it.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Clouds increasing today as high temperatures strike the mid-60s, thanks to the southwest winds pulling in the warmth but gusting up to 30 miles per hour. A quick shot of rain rolls through this evening and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 62 degrees.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
It is one of the most important business decisions you will make, selling your commercial building. It should involve making a plan to maximize your sale price through effective and responsive marketing. Your plan should also include a clear understanding of tax consequences. You need the professionals at Altus Commercial Real Estate to guide your success. Experience and responsive professionals make all the difference. Make your plan to sell. Call Altus Commercial Real Estate today at 608-338-1101.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll find out about the Badger Apple Corps at Badger Ordnance.
It's apples and ammunition.
The John and Gordy Show on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics. Please allow me to introduce myself. And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I'm calling this one the Little Monday edition. Welcome to it, Dominic.
Hey, Crudy. Happy Monday to you, Rich, on the board. All our fair audience, thank you for tuning into the political party. A historic broadcast event today. No, not because of, you know, presidents on criminal trials, because I'm back at 3 o'clock, baby. Bring it on, just like the old days, Crudy.
Well, that's why I called it the Little Monday edition. Yeah, I haven't insulted you in the 3 o'clock hour in a long time.
It's been a while. Only usually when you're lacking content, Curdy, and I know that's not the case today.
No, there's plenty of content, but I felt like I owed it to you, Dom.
Thanks, buddy.
Welcome back to the 3 o'clock airwaves, WMDX 92.7 FM. We're going to kick ass and take names starting right now.
Right, Dom.
The former president on trial. And of course, he likes to threaten the people, let's just say, be it the jurors or the judge's daughter, or whoever is necessary to move the agenda forward, right? The prosecutor, let's not leave out the prosecutors. Lots and lots of taunts targeted at the prosecutors, but also Trump has targeted Wisconsin's own Megan Wolf. She is the Wisconsin Elections Commission administrator. So basically she does what the six commissioners request that she do in the administration.
The six bipartisan commissioners, three Republicans, three Democrats, and one of the Republicans, you know, one of those fraudulent electors who was very proud about suppressing 25,000 votes in the city of Milwaukee in the last round.
38,000. I thought he was
38,000. Thank you. Bob Spindell, in case you didn't know.
But who's counting, right?
Who's counting? Right.
Well, anyways, Trump has been threatening the Megan Wolf, and apparently there have been threats coming to Megan Wolf for her safety. And Tony Evers today, the governor of the state of Wisconsin, had something to say. Coverage from Jesse Apoyan and Molly Beck at the Journal Sentinel. Dom, as former President Donald Trump targets the state's top election official with false accusations about the 2020 election, Wisconsin governor Tony Evers said state officials will do all they can to protect her safety while acknowledging the presumptive GOP nominee's First Amendment rights. Now I'm going to quote the governor. First of all, he's making accusations that are nothing but a freaking lie.
Yes.
And then second of all, he's the guy that has the biggest megaphone in the world, Ever said Monday, following an Earth Day event at Governor Nelson State Park. Happy Earth Day, everyone. Again, Tony Evers. And so how would anybody that's watching today feel about Donald Trump doing something like that to them? It's just irrational. Now, Trump's decision to attack Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf came as Evers had already added security measures for the state's chief election administrator in light of the continued threats against her. We had read about that earlier, Dom. And there's more. Asked whether the State Department of Justice would get involved, Evers said, if it gets bad enough, certainly we must. At some point in time, maybe there's something we can do, Evers said, noting that Trump's speech is still protected by the First Amendment. It's tough, but we'll keep Wolf protected the best way possible. Tony, I disagree with you. This is not protected speech. Go ask your lawyer, sir. When this guy starts inciting violence against a specific person, that ain't protected by the First Amendment of the U.S.
Constitution. Well, you know, it all depends on how said violence is incited. Here is what he said earlier this month on Joe Giganti.
Joe Giganti,
Joe show. Buddy. You actually had that guy on one day when I was gone, Crudy. How dare you?
You're going to be gone anyway, tomorrow. Be careful. I'm going to have him and Rojo and a bunch of others on.
Yeah, man, knock him out when I'm not here. Here's what Trump said at the time. Quote, Megan Wolf will try and steal another election. Robin Vosch should terminate Megan Wolf, and they should put somebody in who's going to be fair, not for the Republicans, just fair. If they do that, we're going to win the election by a lot in Wisconsin.
I mean, how much clearer could he be? He tells Robin Voss to kill Megan Wolf.
That's not quite what he said. I see how the Republicans or the MAGAs at least would, you know, interpret the clarion call from their messiah.
Especially if one is a shipbuilder, Dom.
They've given out big ship contracts, a lot of big contracts that nobody else has given to Wisconsin, and I gave it and never made any sense to me. Now we find out why. No, she should be gone. I don't know what that means. I don't know what he's talking
about. Well, the quid pro quo. I did for you, and it never made any sense to me. But now you owe me, Wisconsin. That's what he's implying. Let me read between the lines for you, Dom. You never heard a man threaten you right to your face before?
No, not really. But here, listen, I get the point, and certainly we should all be very careful about the words we choose. I agree with that, and I agree with that more the older I get and the longer I get on the radio, because people do listen, and sometimes people will react. Now, the flat-out lies, as Governor Evers notes, freaking lies. It's a freaking lie. It's a lie. But that, you know, that in and of itself is not a call to, what, harm Megan Wolf.
Asked about the former president's platform at the Republican National Convention, which Milwaukee will host in August, Evers said, whatever he's saying now, he's going to say then. Plus, he'll double down, triple down, quadruple down.
That's four times.
Dog dare you, says Tony Evers. And we'll just continue doing our good work. And sooner or later, that kind of effort on his part, it will fail. That seems like wishful thinking. I think I'd be a little more proactive. I understand
they're going to give her extra security. That's proactive, right? And so because of the words of the former president, we now as taxpayers have to provide extra security for Megan Wolf, the election administrator, who's simply exercising and fulfilling the obligations and the duties given to her by the board, which consists of Republicans and Democrats. The whole thing is just a freaking joke. And Evers is right on that. And certainly Donald Trump and his crew continue to, you know, threaten people. Hell, over the weekend, Gallagher, the congressman from the Green Bay area, he's outies, baby. He's done. Oh, what? Republicans were swatting him? I guess we don't know who was officially doing it, but I'll put dimes to donuts. It was Republicans. Getting death threats. I mean, literally, dude said, I signed up for this. I'm fine with the death threats, but my wife and kids, young kids, I might add, did not sign up for this. So, yeah, I mean, it seems like they're a pretty, motivated violent kind of bunch.
Let me frame this differently, as okay. Trump attorney Todd Blanche might frame it, perhaps.
Yeah.
First and foremost, what I hear, what I take away from the story, Trump is a job creator. I mean, someone's got to hire new security that didn't exist before, right? He's creating right, okay. jobs.
Yeah.
And he's helping to spend down Wisconsin surplus. So as Trump would see it, that's a win-win.
I mean, that's spending
how,
down.
That's the how we frame it.
He's also, as Trump does and as the Republicans do, increasing the size of government. I mean, that's also what Trump is doing. But forcing us to hire extra security for our local election administrator.
Dominic Danielle Alvarez, a spokeswoman for the Trump campaign, said Wisconsin elections officials continue to drive down faith in elections, citing a complaint Republican National Committee officials filed this month alleging clerks in Madison and Milwaukee did not hire enough Republican election inspectors. Damn, why didn't they hire more Republicans?
And finish the paragraph ends with, the clerks have said the allegations are incorrect. Of course they filed it. This is what they do. Hey, let's file a bunch of lawsuits. Of course, what, 62 out of 64 failed during the 2020 election cycle? That's what they did. They throw it at the wall. File. CCC. And by the time it gets around to getting thrown out or proven to be incorrect or false or whatever the case is, certainly not adjudicated in the way that they would like it, the way that they presented it, well, the message is already out there. Oh, look what they made us. We filed this thing. What? That's it. Maybe it's you folks sitting around talking about it all the time, believing or at least parroting what Donald Trump says. Maybe it's the fact that Janelle Branjan, a sitting Wisconsin state legislator, was caught, funneling money to her buddy who's running against Robin Voss, Adam Steen? Funneling money through a different counties to get around campaign finance laws.
Well, Don,
maybe it's the actions of the Republicans that give people pause about our elections.
Not sure if you can trust our elections. That's what they claim, right? And that's then what they hope to undermine is people's trust in our elections. Dom, Eric Hudvey, right? The Republican senatorial hopeful for the great state of Wisconsin. Well,
yes,
he's been sort of twisting the truth. The whole narrative about stealing the votes of the infirm in the nursing homes. And he tells a little different version of it, though. Says grandma's going to die soon, within 4 or 5 months. That's been the way he tells it.
None of them are in a point to vote anyway.
Well, I think maybe Tony should use some stronger words. I think he should threaten a bitch. You know, if you're going to threaten our elections commissioner, let me tell you how it's going to be for you.
Yeah.
If someone gets hurt, if Megan Wolf gets hurt any way, shape, or form, you mess with the hair on her head, and we'll bring the full weight. Tony Evers could give him the whole Liam Nelson, I have specialized skills. Yeah. And I'll come for you and your family and your friends and your pets. I mean, that's how you send a message, Don.
I think you when able, you file the charges, you use the law as it is there to protect the citizens. And I think any sort of further continuance of violent rhetoric is something we should probably try to avoid.
And if that doesn't work,
then beat the hell out of them.
Exactly. At least you've arrived at my eventual conclusion. That's my hypothesis. More devil's advocate, 63% of the time, we're right every time.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Right. I didn't want to bug you.
Right, how many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. devilradioswag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at thedevilradioswag.com, because we got bills too.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Save big money at Menards. Get your garden ready with groundbreaking power equipment from Earthquake. Tillers are great for breaking up compact soil and killing weeds in your garden. Get maximum power in a compact frame with a Pioneer rear tine tiller. It features dual direction tines and self-propelled steel wheels. Hurry in for all of your lawn and garden needs and visit Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now. Save big money
at Menards. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Big and tall of political talk, the Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Monday to us all, and historic Monday. Dominic's back at the 3 o'clock hour, man. Hell yeah, and that one guy's on trial too. You can join us on the lines 844-967-2789.
And it's not just that, Dom. Not just you showing up on time for work. That's not the only newsworthy part.
It's historic, I tell you.
And of course, there is the Trump trial, but I think we'll get used to saying in the Trump trial today. That could be right. Something we say over and over and over again. At least
just record it and drop it.
At least I'm hoping, Dom. But the vice president's in the great state of Wisconsin, up where we went to college, Dom, where we first met, where the conspiracy first started, Dom. Yeah. Where we were roommates at the beautiful, lovely University of Wisconsin La Crosse, God's country up there, that's what they say. And your lovely daughter, she goes right up the river, Winona State. My son, following in his old man's footsteps, going up to La Crosse.
Oh, did he change his last name, or is he using the, you know, your name?
He might use a radio name. We'll see how it goes. Wish I had the forethought to use a radio name.
Who thought we've been doing this long?
Do you see even CNN called me Crudy on the air?
No,
that's not even my real name. That's just what you call me, Crudy, on the radio.
Man. I mean, it's proper, man. I mean, Prince and Madonna aren't Prince and Madonna. At least yours is close to your real name.
Dateline La Crosse. In a visit to a purple region of Wisconsin on Monday, Vice President Kamala Harris announced new rules for nursing home staff and rallied voters about abortion as the race for the presidency remains extremely tight in the battleground state.
That's new rules for nursing home staff, man. Don't tell Hovde. We're going to tell them to vote. Make sure all the old people right before they die vote for Biden, because that's what the Republicans are saying. That's what they're saying.
This is a moment where we must stand up for the fundamental values and principles, Harris told supporters during a campaign event at the La Crosse Center. Here's the other piece that I will say. When we think about what is at stake, it's absolutely about freedom. And the trip to La Crosse reflects Democrats' efforts to make abortion a key factor in motivating turnout for President Joe Biden, including among voters in the purple areas, or even the traditionally red Milwaukee suburbs. Well, we're trying to help with that as well, Dom. Hour two. Got to stick around for hour two and hour three. That's when we talk to the whole state, fella. Women affected by the abortion bans in other states campaigned for Biden in Waukesha County last month. And Harris brought a similar message to the area in January. I was there. Biden administration officials have also made frequent stops to Milwaukee and Madison this year, both Democratic strongholds. Well, hell, I just saw Joe on Eclipse Day, Dom. And Democrats have focused blame on the former president, Donald Trump, who has so far visited Wisconsin once this election cycle. Couldn't talk you into going up to Green Bay with me. Trump held a 2 percentage point lead over Biden in the most recent statewide University Marquette Law School poll, 51-49, well within the margin of error. And Trump, in a video statement earlier this month, said abortion restrictions should be left up to the states. Abortions are currently being provided in Wisconsin, but the state Supreme Court could soon weigh in. Well, they could soon weigh in, Dom. We'll see if they do. Here's one more statement from Harris in La Crosse. There's a line between where we are now and who is to blame, Harris said. The former president was very clear with his intention. He would fill and appoint 3 members of the U.S. Supreme Court with the intention that they would overturn the protections of Roe v. Wade. Yeah, that's what he said. That's what he continues to brag about even after the fact, Dom. I think it's going to be hard for him to squirm away and call this, what, a states' rights issue? Like, that makes it somehow better? That just harkens back to slavery, does it not?
Right. Also, Harris talking about, what, new staffing levels for nursing homes. So not voting requirements, Republicans, so you can all calm down. Speaking at the campaign event, Harris met with home healthcare workers at the MOOB Cultural and Community Agency, where she announced 2 new federal rules. One sets minimum staffing levels in nursing homes that receive federal funding through Medicare and Medicaid, about 3.5 hours of staffing per resident per day, a requirement that will be phased in. A registered nurse will also be required to be on at all times. Another rule provides for more Medicaid payments for home care services to go towards workers' wages. Here's what the vice president said. The 2 announcements that we are making today recognize that we owe you, those workers, so more than applauding you. Let's recognize the gift that these talented professionals give to families and to all of us as a society. And under the no shocking idea rule here, Ron Johnson says nursing home rules should be handled locally. Anyone who's following me realizes I'm not a real fan of the federal government, said federal elected senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson.
He said more, Dom.
Smell that for a second.
So I would much rather allow or have the state government and local governments in charge of the requirements of nursing care facilities and anything to do with the citizens of the state. I'd rather have state governments and local governments handle that than some dictate from the federal government that causes more problems or exacerbates more problems than it solves. Well, at least since you've been in the Senate, that seems to be the rule, Rojo. Dom, abortion, a top issue for Democratic voters. Well, we kind of knew that. We suspected as much. It's being reflected in the Marquette polling. 24% of Democratic voters said they consider abortion their most important issue in deciding who to vote for, followed by the economy. For independent and Republican voters, just 5% of these groups saw abortion as their top issue. It's almost like they've been demotivated, Dom. They got what they wanted, the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And like they can't raise money on it anymore, and they can't run on it anymore, although they still try to run on, what, post-birth abortions.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. You know, the murdering of the babies after abortion. That's what they talk about a lot. And, of course, don't forget about, I don't know, trans people or birth control. They got all sorts of things that they're pretty butthurt about, so they'll stay motivated. Just not the abortion thing because, you know, they got what they wanted there. But, you know, good luck holding on to that. You're pissing a lot of people off.
Dominic, the economy was the number one issue for all respondents in the survey, followed by immigration and then abortion policy. Voters saw Biden better at handling abortion and health care, and Trump better on the economy and immigration.
Yeah.
And law and order, of course, right? Law and order?
The guy that's in court right now? Yeah, that guy. Okay.
Dom's here at 3. You better join the party. A political party. It started. 844-967-2789. You can be a part. The text line, it's working. The phone lines, they're open. Toll free. Start dialing.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
An award-winning Wisconsin author wants us all to slow down and respect the values of small farming communities. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Monday. Author Jerry Apps has penned a new book with that as his focus. Details next.
Imagine planting, tending, and raising your crops all season long, only to discover a micronutrient deficiency is robbing your yield potential. Once you spot signs of nutrient deficiencies, it can be difficult to bounce back. Get ahead of manganese, boron, and copper deficiencies with Moxin from CHS. Designed with a patented Levisol chelate, Moxin increases nutrient availability and provides your crops with the nutrition they need. Ask your local CHS retailer about the power of Moxin.
Wisconsin author Jerry Apps has just finished a new book that, instead of teaching us about our barns or cheesemaking, it asks the question, what is the future of our small rural farming communities? Apps says at this stage in his life, he's concerned about the values we are leaving behind.
I'm at a stage in my life where I said, what can we do about it? Well, I'm just going to sit here and watch all this go apart. I've been trying to help farmers now for all of these many years, and I'm supposed to sit here and see it all come apart? Right. I can't do that. What are the questions we need to raise, and who needs to raise them, about where we are going? And I'm especially excited about focusing on the family farm, because I grew up on one. Maybe I'm prejudiced, but I still think there are values and beliefs that come out of the valley of, out of the family farm, in addition to the food and fiber that's produced.
Jerry Apps, his new book called On Farms and Rural Communities, An Agricultural Ethic for the Future. You can listen to my whole conversation with Apps online now at MidwestFarmReport.com.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And welcome to Earth Week. And of course, Wisconsin Agriculture wants you to stay engaged in the dialogue. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation is hosting three free webinars this week, today, Wednesday, and Friday, starting at 11 a.m., focused in on some of the tools and technologies that production agriculture is using today to capture carbon credit, for example. You can sign up at WFBF.com. Just search for Earth Day Webinars. That's a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Monday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Clouds increasing today as high temperatures strike the mid-60s, thanks to the southwest winds pulling in the warmth but gusting up to 30 miles per hour. A quick shot of rain rolls through this evening, and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Hey, Brad from Zero Res Madison here. What's the best way to clean your carpet? Well, not surprisingly, it's the same way you clean your clothes. You wouldn't clean a dirty shirt by running a white cloth over the top of it, nor would you try to get it clean by sprinkling chemicals and rubbing it in. For a real clean, you need hot water, agitation, and a cleaning agent, just like your laundry. For a fresh, healthy clean with no residue, call Zero Res Madison or schedule online. Zero Res, spell it forward or backward, it's the right way to clean.
Crude and Dom.
The trial of the century has begun. Donald Trump, defendant. Tune in to the Devil's Advocates. We'll have all the opening statements and first aid testimony.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum. And we're all out of bubblegum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom now joins at the appointed time, 3 o'clock. We expect all of you to tell all of your friends and join us here on the airwaves each and every day and call us 844-967-2789. But Dom, you brought to my attention, Russian Ron doesn't care much for the governance on the House side, right? They're actually passing foreign aid bills, and Ron Johnson doesn't like that not one little bit.
Not one bit.
Senate Republican, meaning Ron Johnson, blast House for passing foreign aid bills, spending money we don't have. Oh, now he's budget hawk, Ron, right?
always. Except when it comes to those tax cuts, because that's totally fine.
Well, that's just creating equity for the small business owner like me and you and Dom, right?
Right?
Senator Ron Johnson, Republican from Wisconsin, blasted the House for passing foreign aid bills, arguing Congress is spending money that we don't have and that the U.S. should be focusing on securing its own borders instead.
Didn't Senate pass the bill?
Well, bipartisan that was Ron's vote.
But that didn't mean it didn't pass.
We're going to further mortgage and plunder our children's future. Over $100 billion, Johnson said during Saturday morning's appearance on the News Nation. I don't often watch the News Nation, Don.
No.
We spent close to $900 billion on defense, but every time there's some kind of defense action, seems like we need to do a supplemental. Well, that is a valid criticism.
Well,
we do spend nearly a trillion on defense each year, and every time...
That's separate from foreign aid. I mean, there's a reason why the foreign aid isn't wrapped into the defense bill, right? Because it changes. Things come up. It's a different ask.
But don't we usually turn around and send weapons? Isn't when we talk about foreign aid,
I got to get rid of the old stuff, get the new stuff in.
I think the point that most of us have been making, most Americans believe that we ought to secure our own border before we spend over $100 billion that we don't have under our children's future on helping other people secure their borders.
Yeah, I'm not sure that that's even the case. I mean, it's such an asinine statement. I mean, we're going to secure the border. Yeah, how's that Crimea border going, Ron? You know what I mean? That's not the thing. They're already overran. It's already done.
Johnson's remarks on the News Nation Live came just hours before the lower chamber officially approved a $95 billion foreign aid package after months of intense debate. The foreign aid package includes about $61 billion for Ukraine, $26 billion for Israel, I could take some issue there, humanitarian aid for civilians in Gaza and other war-torn zones, and $8 billion for the Indo-Pacific region, that's Taiwan, right, Dom? It also includes other national security measures, including a potential ban on the TikTok.
Yes, very important.
And while Johnson said there is a great deal of sympathy for both Ukrainians defending their country against Russia's invasion and Israel's right to defend itself, he expressed concern about not being able to debate the aid in the Senate. We're not going to get a chance to debate that. We're not going to be able to get a chance to debate the humanitarian aid that's going to flow to Hamas, he claims. Johnson said he's concerned about what is happening to people in Ukraine, but also added that there's no way that Russian President Vladimir Putin will lose the war. This has been his ongoing philosophy. Well, Putin says he's not going to lose. And therefore, anything short of the surrender of Ukraine is just wasteful spending. I don't know if you've watched Ron's attitude on this, but that's basically his conclusions.
It's very much parrots Russians' thoughts on the war, ironically enough.
Well, he does like to spend his Independence Days there, Dom. Johnson, that is. My point on Ukraine has always been, not always, but certainly over the past year, since this thing has turned into a bloody stalemate, a proxy war between the West and Russia. So are we giving up the proxy war then?
Yes, yeah, exactly what he's saying.
So just throwing out $60 billion of fueling the flames of that bloody stalemate doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, he added later. Now, the Wisconsin senator concluded that he would not support the package when the upper chamber takes it up. So there's an awful lot there that is bad in these bills, just the way it's being cobbled together there, I'm not going to support it. You're a reliable no. Anything that has humanity in it, Ron's a reliable no. Funding the pandemic aid to the American people during the lock-in, Ron was the singular individual no. I mean, and a lot of the reason a lot of this has not advanced more quickly is because Ron Johnson's been pushing to tie all this foreign aid to a border bill. But when the freaking Senate had a bipartisan border bill, Ron was against it. Do you understand the lack of logic here, Senator Rojo? I just wish I could shake him sometimes, you know, rhetorically speaking.
It's not. Listen, and he knows what he's saying. This is the disturbing part about it. We can, you know, laugh at Russian Ron and rip on the guy for being Ron, but he's literally advocating for giving up the Western alliance against confronting Russia. I mean, he may as well say, hey, why don't we dismantle NATO? Because of Russia, you know, the thought being if Russia continues on.
Think of the savings. Smart. If we didn't have to protect all of Europe, man, think about how much money we'd save.
But where's so he's acknowledging it, right? He doesn't want or doesn't think that we can do anything about it. It is done. It's written in the stars. We may as well pack bags and go home. What if Ron, you know, was around during the Ronald Reagan days? Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. What would Ron's attitude be?
Seems like a lot of work.
You know what I mean? The wall's already there. Why are we tearing it down? It seems like a lot of work. Winston Churchill, we will fight on the landing. We will fight on the beaches and in the hills. We will never surrender. Germany is just too damn strong. And I know we just give up. Well, what are you talking about, Ron? And what is it? Are we concerned about the money then and not now, or now and not then? There's always going there. Come on, we'll go with the history.
Come on, rich man. Always
in this world, man. There's always confrontation, and ultimately, at one point or another, when it gets to be on a regional or a global scale, you got to pipe in. We got to do something. What side are you on? Never go to jail for justice, Ron. You know what I'm saying? Apparently, Ron's not. He's not down. He's not down. He's fine with trillions of dollars in tax cuts unfunded. No problem there. What, $61 billion to help a people protect their own land and themselves from Russian invaders? That's the problem. That's where Ron's going to set his line at? And what a lack of leadership and just acquiescing to the Russians, man. Just like Trump. Terrible.
Dom, if Ron ever goes to jail, it won't be for justice. It'll be for... the January 6th conspiracy, I strongly suspect.
Oh, I'm on the phone. I can't talk right now. I can't accept that subpoena. I'm on the phone.
And as a rich man representing his rich constituencies, think the widow Hendricks, think the Uline family. You know, he's there for the rich people, Dom. Well, rich people are always trying to avoid the, let's call it taxation. Because where do you think that money comes from? The job creators, Dom. According to Ron, those are the only people that pay taxes, although they do their damnedest not to pay a bit. Because what would Trump say? Only the suckers pay taxes.
That's right. That's right.
Aren't the Trump tax cuts, aren't they grandfathering soon?
They are. Yeah.
That'd be
What's
a shame.
What's going to happen then?
If the widow yes. Hendricks had to pay full retail on tax day. Anyways. So there's Ron. Ryan's been keeping himself busy. I actually was encouraged by the movement of the House. Speaker Johnson, not to be confused with Ron Johnson, shepherded through legislation, Dom.
Yeah.
It was almost like governance.
Governance. Wait, this is so weird.
I know Mike Gallagher stuck around one more day, extended his working period one additional day. So you get a little extra something on the paycheck.
Yeah, I hope so, man.
Just so he could participate in the banning of TikTok, but also the passage of this foreign aid. And this might be the death of Speaker Mike Johnson, Dom, at least as a political creature. He could go the way of Kevin McCarthy very readily. And there was no tie-in to the border. I mean, Brian Stahl, Ron Johnson, I said at a press conference in Whitewater one day, Dom, And they sat there and said, this will not move forward without that. That being the fully funding whatever crazy Yahoo conspiracy theories Ron had. And back in, you know, back to Mexico policies, whatever Trump likes, that's what I want funded fully now or nothing happens for foreign aid. Can you hear the sour grapes in the quotes today?
Right.
Because effectively, you are ineffectual in getting anything you wanted moved forward. In fact,
I mean, ineffectual is a nice way to look at it. They stood up and proclaimed something that ended up not to be factually accurate or true. Well, I'm saying it's one thing to say, you know, you got to qualify that stuff. This will not happen unless A, B, or C. Well, yeah, maybe you want to qualify that a little bit. I hope this will not happen. I will work against X, Y. When you stand up and proclaim something to be so, and then so quickly that thing turns around, and maybe not quickly, seemingly not quickly. It took a long time for this to happen, a lot of hand-wringing. But now it came to fruition, and they were wrong.
Dom, caveats and disclaimers are for the Pennsylvania false electors. We don't believe in such things here in Wisco. There were no caveats.
Oh, no, I'm just
Rudy
saying,
said, sign here and then give them to Ron fine. Johnson when you're done. And everybody said, okay.
Okay.
So there were no caveats. Ron's not a man of caveats, Dom.
Does it take away from if someone proclaims, you know, X, Y, and Z, and then it doesn't come to fruition and it happens more than once and over and the consistency and the track record and the trend line is when this person says bunk, it doesn't happen. At some point, do they lose credibility ever? I mean, ever? In my world, in the real world, it does matter. It absolutely does matter. Hey, when are you going to get that TPS report? I'll get it to you tomorrow. Oh, you don't have it? Oh, that's not good. Are you lying to me? Well, what happened? I'll get it to you tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't happen. Hey, give me a Jack and Coke. Oh, here's a beer. No, man, I want what I want.
First and foremost, that's why you don't say, I'll get them to you tomorrow. You say, I've got soon. A great plan. 2 weeks.
Yeah, right.
I'll repeal Obamacare in two weeks.
No. I'll be home later. You know? Go out for a few. You just gotta, you know, keep it, you know, somewhat ambiguous.
You think Trump would know that as much lying as he's had to do in his life? Just broad answers. Never let Melania pin you down.
It doesn't even matter anymore. I mean, guys like Trump, I mean, just blew through the whole thing. Oh, that's a flat out lie. I'm a 6'5" black man. My name is Dominic. Flat out lie. Oh, but I'm just gonna keep on saying it. Well, you're lying. Well, that's your opinion. You know what I mean? It's the whole whatever shame and what. I don't know, cultural norms that used to once be or things that we ever strived for are just been buried by this guy. And I guess it goes to show a couple of things. Perhaps one, that we're not a smart species.
Like, speak for yourself.
We're a flawed species. As our
also speaking for yourself.
But how easily, quickly these things can disappear. And, you know, it only works when people work at it and believe it, make an effort towards it. And that's not just civil discourse. That's also good governance.
So I've got to ask, as I pointed out, I use my real name on the radio, but
yeah.
You do not. You've been lying to the audience since day one. Dominic's not even your name,
I use my real name. I do not use my full real name, but I do use my real name. But no part of my name is not real. Michael.
Oh, Michael is my name.
You have other names. You have another name, right?
I do.
Besides Rudy.
Well, my middle name is Wesley. What's yours?
Oh, you do. Okay. So you have a middle name. So you don't go by Wesley.
What? No one's ever C-capped me around here now. People know. They know how to find me. Here's what I would say. You're not a friend of mine unless you're in my cell phone. I made that determination today.
Yeah.
You're not a friend unless you're in my cell phone.
Like saved in your contacts or like in your messages list? Do you follow you on Twitter, on your Facebook, on your Instagram? Those are all on your cell phone. You better clarify what you're talking about, man.
If you're not in my contacts list, you're not a friend of mine. Yes. I'm thinking about deleting your ass.
Friend of ours. Good friend.
Come on, man. You wouldn't even remember who our friends were if I weren't there. You keep asking, how can these people keep forgetting what Trump says, what Ron says? You wouldn't remember either if I didn't remind you. More Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back. Come back after the break, Dom. Don't forget.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
This is Chad Spade. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The John and Gordy Show.
Is life fair?
Is life fair?
For so many decades, so many years, Republicans always, you know, emphasize that life isn't fair. All of a sudden now, Scott Walker tweeted, how fair is it to ask people to pay federal taxes, to pay off student loan debt?
Okay.
It's not fair.
Oh.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8, on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Join us on the lines, 844-967-2789.
Dom, soon we will turn our attention to the hush money trial, the voter deception trial, as I'm now recasting it in New York City. We'll get there soon, and we'll give you the latest. You know, I was watching all day. If you tune in to MSNBC, all they're covering is the Trump trial. And if you tune in to Fox News, all they're covering is anything but the Trump trial. I mean, the biggest issue on right-wing talk radio today and
the border.
Fox News. Oh, no, not the border.
No.
And it was interesting to me. They were, you know, crapping on the Democrats for making abortion an issue. Not nearly the issue that some other things are, as they would claim. But I looked at crime, and I'm looking at a graphic on Fox News. Crime was at 2%. As a concern amongst voters. But on Fox News, you think it was 99.9% of all the trouble right. The nation, right? Crime, crime, yeah. Crime. Immigration was a high number on this newest polling I saw out. And the economy, which I think is always
there,
an important thing. But, you know, it's kind of interesting to me that these Republicans, everything they try has really blown up in their face. Jennifer Rubin's got a good piece today. I'm not going to jump into it and start reading aloud, Dom, but she finds it very interesting. All the stunts, all this performative governance that they try to do, it really has not been successful. I mean, what have they accomplished? This has been the least successful Congress since the Great Depression.
100 years, yeah.
And they got rid of Speaker Kevin McCarthy because he apparently, according to Kevin McCarthy, wanted to investigate the ethics complaints that Matt Gaetz had apparently had sex with a teenage girl.
And there was, on that note, apparently sworn testimony given last week of someone who saw Matt Gaetz with the 17-year-old at a drug-fueled party. That investigation apparently continues in the ethics in Congress.
Well, the drug-fueled parties are the best kind of parties, Tom, as far as I'm concerned. But anyways, Kevin McCarthy blames Gaetz for his removal because, God forbid, Gaetz might be investigated ethically by the House. Now, no charges. Even though his wingman was willing to turn state's evidence in Florida, Greenberg, I think his name. He was like a county commissioner. And basically so unreliable as a witness, the prosecutors didn't think they could bring charges against Gates. So the worst that's going to happen to him is a ethics slap on the wrist, but that's enough to get the speaker gone. And the new speaker's not exactly done anything to make the base happy, because the only governance he's done is really to, what, move funding bills that keep the government open. That's not their intent. The Republicans don't really want to keep the government open. What was Ron's thing? You know, leaving the government to solve problems just messes things up. Well, if your belief is that the government's the worst thing that could happen to keep the government running, as Speaker Johnson has done on a couple of occasions, well, that's bad news. And then, God forbid, I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene's got to be grabbing her pearls and losing her freaking mind today, because Johnson is going against the Putin party, this new Republican Putin-supportive pro-Russia wing of the party. Didn't want to fund Ukraine. I mean, it's been a long time coming. This money should have been paid months ago. This should have been quick work. These are people that needed our support. We, the police officers of the world, at least that's the way we always want to portray ourselves, but they got to be losing their mind, because the governance, air quotes, that went on didn't involve any border money, and it did fully fund all the other things that people want to see done, and it was broken up in such a way that it gave cover even to good progressives like Mark Pocan, who didn't want to vote for the Israeli funding, didn't see the value there, doesn't want to continue to militarize the Gaza. But this house, this has been the worst house ever, dude. Yeah. And they've lost Mitch McConnell over on the Senate side, and I think he's an evil creature. I think he's Lord Palpatine. And I think that his absence will certainly create an absence on the Senate side. And they're more likely to hold that Senate or recapture the Senate, I think, than they are to hold the House. I think the House is gone. I mean, we've seen what governance looks like from these Republicans. Who's going to give them the keys and say, yeah, see if you can back that bus back out of the ditch you stuck us in?
I'd like to think that. But, of course, you know, it's state by state. It depends on the situation. And you look at the math. You look at the maps. I'm hopeful that that would be the case. And certainly don't want to see the Republicans take over at the Senate. But what, we have more Democrats running in this cycle than we do Republicans. So odds are not great.
Significantly more Democrats, yeah, on the defense of trying to hold their seats as incumbents would generally win. But, you know, when you got Kyrsten Sinema, she was a Dem, turned independent, retiring out of Arizona. That's a big swing state. You've got some question. Joe Manchin actually endorsed a Democrat today to succeed him in West Virginia. That was a little surprising, but presumably that is a loss seat. I mean, Trump won West Virginia by like 20 points. You got Sherrod Brown up in Ohio. He's got a tough race. Mostly that's been a red state of late, Ohio. And, you know, he's about one of the bluest senators around. And Tammy Baldwin, she's on the defensive. I saw it at the Journal Sentinel. They had a little article about Tammy. You know, I can write your headline. Tammy's going to beat Hudvey. I mean, you still... Yeah,
but is she going to beat the mustache?
Kiss the baby.
You know what I mean? I mean, Hudvey might get beat, but that mustache, that might be here forever.
Yeah, tell that to Randy Bryce. How'd that work out? The mustache does not a candidacy make, I'm just saying.
But the goatee, what do you think?
Well, if I was running for office, it would propel me forward, I strongly suspect. But, you know, you got 5 o'clock shadow at 8 o'clock in the morning, man. You got nothing to talk about.
I actually, it was a big day yesterday, man. I shaved with a razor instead of a clipper. So
I can't even tell.
Looking
pretty young. Young? The gray's already back, man. Who are you kidding?
It's only because I joined you at 3 o'clock. I never had gray hair until we started doing a show, Crudy.
Well, that might be true. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Old man Dom and Crudy. Young Crudy. Young at heart.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Brewers tickets for Friday. You could be the winner. We hear from the mother of an organ donor and an organ recipient from Versity. Join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite Slimming Black,
white or gray, devilradioswag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever, only at devilradioswag.com, because we got bills too.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.